أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب العارفين بنور معرفته وأثبت فؤاد أنبيائه وأوليائه بقصص الأنبياء والمرسلين وأكمل إيمان المسلمين والمؤمنين بولاية علي أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام. والصلاة والسلام والتحية والكرام على فضل الموجودات العبد المؤيد والرسول المصدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أعني أبا القاسم محمد وعلى روحه ونفسه وصاهره ووسيه سيد الأتقياء والأصفياء مولى الموالي إمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى أوصيائه لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. صلاة محمد وآله. The hadith of the Holy Prophet that says, indeed, Hussein is the lamp of guidance and the ark of safety. When you find that the religion has been delivered by the Holy Prophet, and yesterday we said the same religion, Islam, is the religion that Hazrat Adam came for. Islam is the religion that Hazrat Nuh, Ibrahim, and all the other prophets came for. And hence, in Ziyarat-e-Waritha, we say that, O Warith of Adam, salutations be upon you. And then we mention other Ulul Azm prophets. That Hussain alayhi salam is a person, is an imam, is a guide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who represents all the prophets. When Yazid or Shimr or the whole group is killing Hussain alayhi salam, they are not killing Imam Hussain, they are killing all the prophets. Hence, they are the biggest criminals on the earth. In a household, when there are a number of people, it is very difficult for the youngest in the family to prove that he can do as well as all the other people in the house. Especially if all the other older people are very well educated or are on statuses that cannot be gained by any ordinary person. If you're all, inshallah, paying attention. In a house where the father may be the president of the country, the mother may be the prime minister of the country, grandfather being the speaker of the same country, the brother being another high official in that country, a person who is the youngest, for himself to prove that he is something, he would need to do something extraordinary, because all of these people are older than him, number one. And secondly, they are all on great positions. In a house where the grandfather is Sayyidul Mursaleen, in the house where the father is Sayyidul Awliya, in the house where the mother is Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen, in a house where the grandmother is Malikatul Arab, in a house where the grandfather is Sayyidi Batha, in a house where the brother is Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, amongst the ones, in the house where people like Abbas and Muhammad Hanafiya, all of these people exist. Sayyidu Shuhada has to do something very extraordinary for them, all of them, to say that, oh Hussein, I may be Sayyidul Mursaleen, but oh Hussein, you are the one who will save my prophethood. The father will have to say, oh Hussein, I may be Sayyidul Awliya, but you are the one who will be saving my vilayat. Hazrat Fatima will be saying, oh Hussein, I am Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen, but you are the one who is saving my ismat. Imam Hassan will be saying, oh Hussein, I am one of the people who is Sayyidah Shababi Ahlul Jannah, but you are the one who is saving this title before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the house where all of these people exist, Hussein ibn Ali exists to save the position of all of these people. Now understand who Hussein ibn Ali is. He came forward and he said, oh grandfather, if your risalat need be saved, then I'm the one who will come forward and save it. Oh grandmother, if your title need be saved, then I'll come and prove to the people that I'm the one who will save it. To all of these people, Imam Hussain alayhi salam made sure that he is not the youngest. He himself comes forward to save their titles. People usually look at the family relations, and that's when they decide who a person is. They look at a person who he is a son of, who is a grandson of. And in Urdu we call these things, and also in Arabic, hasab and nasab. Some regard these things as the hasab is the mother's side and the nasab is the father's side. And when you see that when young, they say that Imam Hussain alayhi salam was only about 3 years of age. And he said to his father, this is Imam Hussain trying to prove to the people, even the masoom, when being a child, he's still a masoom. An imam, even when he's a child. So he said to his father, father, who's greater, who's superior, me or you? He said, I'm greater, son. I'm superior than you. He said, father, do you have a father like me? He said, no, my father is very great, but not as great as your father. He said, father, is your grandfather like my grandfather? He said, my grandfather is very great, but your grandfather, the Holy Prophet, is greater than all the people on the earth, all the human beings, all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, father, is your mother like my mother? He said, my mother is very holy, very great, but your mother is greater than my mother. He said, father, is your brother like my brother? He said, my brother is Aqil, Jafar, these are very holy people, but your brother Hassan is greater than my brothers. Even if Abbas was living, then Imam Ali would have had to say that, forget Hassan, even Abbas is holier than my brothers. He said, father, then how do you say that you are greater than me, while all the things that belong to me are greater than yours? He said, Hussein, you tell me the answer to that question. He said, father, my relations are greater, your merits are greater. Baba Jan, mera hasab nasab afzal hai, aur aapke fazail zyada hain. Probably for the same reason the Urdu poet has said, hasab mein nasab mein Hussein ibn Zahra, Ali se hai ala, payambar se behtar. Hasab mein nasab mein. Because the relations that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has, no one has those relations. The grandfather, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, both of the grandfathers, the Holy Prophet and Hazrat Abu Talib. Inshallah, we promised yesterday to talk about Hazrat Abu Talib. But just a brief history on Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his grandmother in English, and then inshallah I'll transfer to Urdu, as I don't want to take too much of your time, probably more massage tonight. Who is this person, Hussein ibn Ali? All the people were indebted, all the Muslims were indebted to the grandmother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They say when the people were becoming Muslims, when they came to the Holy Prophet complaining, Ya Rasulullah, I'm indebted to so-and-so kafir, and he's troubling me because I'm not paying his dues. He said, bring him in. Or probably Hazrat Khadija spoke from behind the curtain. She said, Ya Rasulullah, tell this companion of yours to bring the person who he is indebted to. When the person came, she said, aren't you indebted to me? Don't you owe me, for example, 500? He said, yes. How much does this person owe you? He said, only 200. She says, you've forgiven 200 and I'll forgive you 500. That's how she made all the Muslims indebted to her. That's why they say, on her deathbed, she said to the Holy Prophet, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to make some wills to you. I want to make some wasiya to you. They say that some histories have mentioned, Hazrat Khadija did not directly speak to the Holy Prophet. She asked her daughter, Sayyidatul Nisa'il Alameen, to represent her on her behalf. She said, Fatima, I want to say something to your father, but I do not have the courage to speak to your father. Would you tell your father that I have something to say? The Holy Prophet comes and says, Fatima, tell your mother. Rahmatul Alameen is listening to her. She says, she made a few wills, I cannot mention all of them now. She said, Ya Rasulullah, when you get married after me, then I request you to give my daughter Fatima special time because she is used to of my blessing and my love. The Holy Prophet says, Khadija, you do not need to mention that. I know the status of Fatima. Janab Khadija is not making the will to the Holy Prophet. She is making this will to the companions of the Holy Prophet. That look, even to the Holy Prophet I'm making this will. Then she says, Ya Rasulullah, do not bury me in a special kafan, in a special shroud. I'm making a will to bury me in the clothes that I'm wearing. They say that when the Holy Prophet came to Medina, he said, I'm indebted to Khadija because on her deathbed, she knew that I was in Shaybe Abi Talib. I had no money to buy her kafan. I had no kafan at that time. But she made a will to save my respect and said, Ya Rasulullah, bury me in the clothes that I'm wearing. This is Janab Khadijatul Kubra. Hussein ibn Ali is the grandson of this Khadijatul Kubra. The lady who was known to be Malikatul Arab. No person had the courage to go and ask for her hand in marriage. That's why she had delayed in marriage. And at the age of 28 or 30 she got married. Our Sunni brothers say at the age of 40. Anyhow, many of our ulama have actually done research and have proven that she was not as old as they make her look. For various reasons that I do not have the time to go into now. This lady who had brought up her nieces, the three nieces, with so much care and love that the people even today think that they were not her nieces. They were her daughters because she made no difference between her daughter and her nieces. This is Janab Khadijatul Kubra. The lady before Islam, when asked the Holy Prophet to lead the caravan of her trade, and the Holy Prophet is under 25 because he got married to Hazrat Khadija when he was 25. This Prophet is under 25. Look at the ma'rifah and recognition of Hazrat Khadija. What does she say? She says that you can take as much as you like when you make the trade. He says, I'll only and only take so and so percentage of this trade that I make for you. She says, fine. And then she calls the person who's responsible, the person you can call these days manager of her caravan all the time. She says, if this person called Muhammad sells my property in loss, you do not question him. If he sells it in profit, you do not question him. This is Khadija before Islam. She is telling the people to obey Muhammad. You see the person? This is Hazrat Khadija. Then she says, I do not ask you to do anything, but when you are with him, if he says stop, then stop. If he says move, you move. All you do is, when you come back, tell me what you see with this person. That's all I want from you. They say that when Hazrat Rasulullah Khuda went with the caravan of Hazrat Khadija, when he came back, there hadn't been so much profit for Hazrat Khadija ever since she had started a business until the Holy Prophet took that caravan. And they say that was the highest profit ever made for Hazrat Khadija. Why wouldn't it be? Because the Holy Prophet was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Now when he comes back, they say that she says, you can take all the things because you've made the Prophet. He says, I am Sadiq and the people call me the truthful person and also trustworthy. Sadiq and Ameen. I'll not take more than what I deserve. That's how much I deserve and the rest is yours. You can take it, you can keep it. Then she calls in the person who had gone with the Holy Prophet and asks, she says, what have you seen with this person? The person says, this person called Muhammad was an extraordinary person. We have not met a person or seen a person like him. She says, what did you see with him? Look at the ma'rifah of Hazrat Khadija. He has not announced his prophethood yet. No one knows that he is a messenger yet. And she is saying that, look, this person is not an ordinary person because I'm telling my person to tell me what they saw with him. Now this person speaks. He has said some 24 miracles regarding the body of the Holy Prophet. Allama Majlisi has mentioned all of these 24 miracles in Haqqul Yaqeen in the first volume. I'll mention only a few miracles. He says, whenever we were traveling with this person, if we had lost him, then we could just smell the air and tell where he had gone to, because he had a special fragrance and a special perfume in his body that no one else had except for him. This is the body of the Holy Prophet. Secondly, no matter how tall a person was, when he came and stood next to the Holy Prophet, he seemed from the head to the neck shorter than the Holy Prophet. No matter how tall this was a miracle of the Holy Prophet. Thirdly, whenever he went out, it seemed that the Lord of this person, not the Prophet, this person, does not want anyone to step on his shadow, because he had no shadow on the ground. Fourthly, he had a cloud on his head all the time that was giving him shadow. He had no sunlight on him. Number five, we never saw an insect, a mosquito or a fly sit on him, as if his Lord did not want him to be disrespected by even the insects. These are the miracles mentioned before the Holy Prophet's prophethood. The Holy Prophet is born with all of these qualities.